Democrats take their Capitol riot probe prime time. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but it's not must-see TV at 8 o'clock Eastern for most Republicans.
It's a partisan witch hunt going after their Nancy Pelosi's political opponents, smearing Donald Trump's supporters and voters across this country.
Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik tells Fox it'll be a shameless circus.
The January 6th Select Committee says it will present previously unseen material, receive witness testimony, and provide the American people an initial summary of its findings. In late March, Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney said they had learned President Trump was warned violence would likely occur on the 6th.
President Trump and his team moved willfully through multiple means to attempt to halt the peaceful transfer of power.
Cheney and Congressman Adam Kinzinger are the only two Republicans on the Committee of Nine.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, also at the House, new legislation restricting guns. Fox's Jill Nato.
It would raise the age limit for semi-automatic rifle purchases and limit the capacity of ammunition magazines. The bill passed mostly on party lines as Democrats like Congressman Jerry Nadler argued,
Americans are watching. They are begging us to protect them and their loved ones from gun violence.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan counters,
what this bill does is take away Second Amendment rights, God-given rights.
The California man arrested outside Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house early yesterday, armed with a gun and a knife, wearing all black, has been charged with attempting to murder a U.S. judge. The price of gas is up yet another record high, gaining more than a penny this morning. AAA's national average for regular now $4.97 per gallon.
Inflation is the bane of our existence.
President Biden tells ABC's Jimmy Kimmel the proposals he has would cut other costs.
Healthcare, prescription drugs, child care, all those things.
The Republicans resist more federal spending, blaming COVID-related funding for some of the inflation. More Americans filed new unemployment claims last week, up more than 10%, 229,000. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Ahead of that primetime made-for-TV hearing tonight for the House committee probing the Capitol riot last year, some of the accused rioters have a court hearing.
Four members of the far-right group Proud Boys and the group's former leader, Enrique Tarrio, face new charges of seditious conspiracy in connection with the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. They're accused of an organized plot to prevent the certification of the election of President Joe Biden. The new charges build on an earlier conspiracy case against Tarrio, Ethan Nordine, Joseph Biggs, Zachary Rail, and Dominic Pozzola, bringing the total to 9 charges against each of them, in addition to a robbery charge against Pozzola. A sixth man who was earlier charged with the group pleaded guilty in April to conspiracy charges. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures were higher earlier. Now they're down before today's trading, opening bell in less than a half hour. A controversial golf tournament starts in about 10 minutes in London, starting a new league that's teed off the PGA.
Bill Mickelson said he regrets comments he made about the LIV Golf Invitational Series and its Saudi financiers, noting he could look past Saudi Arabia's history of human rights violations to get leverage against the PGA Tour. However,
I've also seen the good that the game of golf has done throughout history, and I believe that LIV Golf is going to do a lot of good for the game as well.
Now Lefty tees off today in the 48-player field in the LIV Series debut event at Centurion Golf Club across the pond, a field with plenty of big names, including Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia, and Lee Westwood, to name a few. A change in format from the PGA Tour as standard stroke play takes place over 54 holes instead of 72, with a team element as well awarding prizes for the best score. Winner of this weekend's event gets $4 million from a $20 million pot. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Boston Celtics, 2 wins away from the NBA championship, beating the Golden State Warriors 116-100 to go up 2-1 in the finals. Game 4 is tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.